With the end of the 45-cent-a-gallon blending credit for ethanol, the price of ethanol is coming down fairly significantly. Production's trailing off a bit, even though with lower prices, there would be a big incentive to blend more ethanol with gasoline. We are edging, however, very close now to smashing into the dreaded... blending wall. Want to hear that again? Yeah, there's a government agency that keeps track of our gasoline usage, and
they have been consistently reducing the estimate of U.S. gasoline consumption.
Agriculture Department Outlook Board Chairman Jerry Bangi. So there's less gasoline in which to blend the ethanol, production of which, though, is mandated to rise. So
there has to be something done with this ethanol as it's produced, and it does look like there is an export market for it.
And this year, Bangi says,
I wouldn't be surprised if the number is not very close to somewhere around 1 billion gallons of exports.
A billion out of about 13.5 to 14 billion gallons total U.S. production. Biggest customers for U.S. ethanol, Brazil and Canada. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.